You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. Come to site. All your post-draft needs are there. We're leading into the NFL schedule release there next week, so we'll have a breakdown of that for you once it comes out on Wednesday. So look at some early fantasy football observation related to that. So that's the next big event here after the NFL draft. We are eventually going to start looking at the overall rankings. We just took care of the rookie rankings there, the initial top 30. So you can check out that show, our previous show. Here we're going to move on with a little bit of a fun look here at the off season here. Now that the free agency period and the draft are done, let's look at the players that are most helped and most hurt by the situations that have happened with their teams here, with all the moves and changes there this offseason. So what we'll do this in the style of taking a conference a day. So we'll look at the AFC and the rising players there based on the offseason developments. Then we'll come back with the NFC rising players, one per team that we'll identify that stand out to us. And then we'll look at the fallers. We'll look at the other side of that. So look at AFC and NFC. So we'll close the week of the AFC and NFC risers by team based on offseason developments. And we'll open next week looking at the fallers as we lead into that schedule release next Wednesday. And then we'll do some in-depth ranking looks for you as well coming up. So we'll do across positions there as well as position by position. So really look at how it all comes together. That's what we're trying to progress into here in any off-season towards the regular fantasy football season. I do have to tell you, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. All right, so how are we going to do this with the AFC like we do? We'll go alphabetical order by division. So we'll go east to west, start with the Bills, and with the Los Angeles Chargers. So let's get right into it. My Buffalo Bill that benefited a lot from this offseason is Zach Moss, because the Bills didn't go out and get Najee Harris or Travis Etienne in the draft, didn't draft running back at all. They added Matt Breida here, the former 49er Dolphin, so he's in the mix, but not much there. Devin Singletary, Matt Breida, and Zach Moss. So Bills offensive line, they did make some draft picks there, I think more developmental, but pretty strong up front here. Zach Moss was pretty productive, again, with the scoring ability until he got hurt and the mess with Devin Singletary last year. So I think Moss separates a little bit from Singletary. You don't think Breida is going to be too much of a factor here, but we definitely look at that being possible here. So again, I look at Zach Moss having a key role. I think he's a wide receiver or running back three with some upside here this season. So yeah, I'm going to say it's definitely Zach Moss. Good development there. Bills were attached a lot to these running backs. Didn't go after one early, so that tells you they're pleased with the potential of Moss and Singletary as a committee, but they would lean more towards Moss here as he was a little bit better of a scoring back for them last year. You can do a few more things too, a little bit more versatile than Singletary. He's a pretty good change of pace receiving back, but I think Moss has a chance to be the main man here, at least with the key touches from fantasy football perspective. Sticking with the running back theme as we switch to the Miami Dolphins, we have Myles Gaskin. Again, Dolphins were rumored to look at running backs as well. They end up with their only key addition here, Malcolm Brown, the former Rams swing back up there. He goes to the Dolphins. So now behind him, Salvin Ahmed is there. They also use a draft pick on Jared Doak. So later round pick, however, no one to really threaten Gaskin. So Gaskin really was productive there when healthy last year out of Washington, second year. It was a surprise when they signed Matt Breida and Jordan Howard that Gaskin kind of came out running as a lead back here. So they like him. It's still the main coaching staff. Another change in the offensive coordinator. This is the third straight. We went from Chad O'Shea to what we saw with Chan Gailey, and now yet another offensive coordinator, now a combination there, co-offensive coordinators for the Dolphins. So they still are very familiar with Gaskin. I think Gaskin is going to benefit here, still be the main guy here. So definitely has some nice RB2 value with his pass-catching ability and usage, and I think this offense overall should be more productive with Tua Tagovailoa, open things up and help set up better in the red zone. All right, so the Bills and Dolphins running back was most helped by the team not really upgrading. Let's go to the New England Patriots. These are two newcomers, but I think they were really helped by this draft. Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne. You also had the retirement of Julian Edelman, the fate of N'Keal Harry. We're not sure what big role Damir Byrd will have. You look at Jacoby Myers. He's a strong candidate here to fill in the slot, consistently vacated by Julian Edelman. They also only used a later-round pick on Trey Nixon here at wide receiver. So Nelson Agholor comes in. We know he's been very versatile. He was a big playmaker for the Raiders and returned to fantasy relevance last year. Back a few years ago when the Eagles were getting the Super Bowl, Nelson Agholor was a key slot receiver. So very versatile Swiss Army knife receiver, more experienced now, kind of has polished his hands in route running. So you'd think Nelson Agholor could have a big role here, whether it's Cam Newton or Mac Jones in there. Kendrick Bourne, you know, has been more of a situational player. We haven't seen that fantasy bump the way we've seen with Agholor with the Raiders and Eagles. He has been valuable at times for the 49ers, but those two guys figured to have some prominent roles, so we'll see how that plays out. But certainly not great for N'Keal Harry. Again, good bump for Myers as well, so I could see a lot of 11 personnel. If they go that way, they're going to use two tight ends as well, so you have to keep that in mind. You can't always count on them having three receivers on the field. But if you look at right now, Agholor, Bourne, and Myers figured to be 11 personnel. Agholor seeing a regular role. Maybe he's a possession guy all over the field. Can also stretch the field and score some touchdowns here. So Nelson Agholor certainly really helped by the Patriots offseason and the way it's going. And Jones also likes that type of receiver. So if Jones is in there or Newton's in there, I think Agholor is in a good spot at the quarterback spot. All right. We will stop here with our first segment with a look at the New York Jets, round out the AFC East risers based on the offseason. And I'm reluctantly going with Tevin Coleman here. I know you had Corey Davis come in and Denzel Mims and a little bit of a crowd there at wide receiver, but I'm going with Tevin Coleman only because you only had Michael Carter getting picked here at running back, and Michael Carter certainly can have a big role. We liked him a lot in the rookie rankings. Coleman is a guy you can't totally trust to stay healthy. He's been frustrating. If you try to invest in him as a 49er, he's had big games when you least expected and disappeared when you're hoping that he would do something. So Coleman's been frustrating, but he's a bigger back who gets hurt. So we're going to keep that in mind. But again, Michael Carter, a different type of back. He's a change of pace, explosive back. So Coleman gives you a big back who can finish a little bit in the red zone. Also a little bit of pass catching ability there for Coleman. It is also a familiar offense. He's the one guy that bridges it here for Michael Flohr coming over with Robert Saleh and LaFleur from San Francisco after working with Kyle Shanahan. So Coleman right now would be top of the depth chart, so you can't totally ignore that, and helped again by the Jets being careful. I think Carter will have a key role, but they didn't go big at running back here in the draft, so that's notable as well, that more stashed Carter. So Carter-Coleman committee certainly look like it is developing here for your new coach, Michael Flohr, coming from San Francisco. All right, so there's a look at the big changes in the AFC East and how they positively impact a few players, four players in that division. Now we'll get through the rest of the 12 teams before it's all said and done here. So we'll do six in our final two segments each. I do have to tell you, fantasy football fans, you got to listen up and hear about Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text DRAFT 231231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ads say, she'll like it too. Plus, text now, they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape, absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231231. That's DRAFT to 231231. Message and data rates may apply. All right, we'll be right back here to start looking at the players most positively affected by the offseason for fantasy football in the AFC North. All right, let's continue our little special here. So these are the players who benefited most so far from the offseason development. So let's go to the Baltimore Ravens. And I think we have to go to Lamar Jackson. You look at this situation. They catered more. They got more wide receivers finally for Lamar. Sammy Watkins was the first investment, who's had good experience in the Greg Roman offense. Then he used a first-rounder, Rashad Bateman, on a wide receiver. And then a later-round pick on Tylan Wallace. You still have Miles Boykin, James Prochet. You've got Jalen Moore there. You got Devin Duvernay. You had a Deion Kane. Remember, he had some flash there coming out of Clemson for the Colts before he had some injury. Then you still have a pretty good tight end situation with Mark Andrews and Nick Boyle. You also have J.K. Dobbins, should see a bigger role. He's a good receiver out of the backfield. So, and just a more dynamic, explosive back there to put with Lamar. So Lamar in really good shape to keep producing here. The second half was more traditional Lamar. He struggled in the early parts of the season, but once Dobbins was in there, once he had some confidence and Hollywood Brown was a bigger deal, you saw Lamar Jackson start to do Lamar Jackson-like things. So we like that development here. Good offseason. The Ravens have really thought about advancing his passing game as well as making sure his strength in producing in the running game at a high level still remains there in Baltimore this season. All right, Cincinnati, the surprise recipient here of the offseason and a beneficiary is Joe Mixon. You look at them, I do like Chris Evans, not Captain America, but the back that they got from Michigan there on day three. But you have Travion Williams, you have Samaje Perine, you don't have Gio Bernard here. So, and also an upgraded offensive line. You have Jonah Williams back healthy, Riley Reiff at right tackle. You might see Jackson Carmen, the rookie, start inside to help them with their interior blocking. He comes over from Clemson, so good blocking boost. Joe Burrow will be healthy. Hopefully Joe Mixon himself will be healthy, but no Gio Bernard to steal the touches. Some younger backs, reshuffling, maybe a committee replacement approach for Joe Mixon versus a Mixon-Bernard split here. And again, offensive line upside, passing game upside as well for the Bengals here. So Joe Mixon really benefited here in different ways with the blocking and not much being added to threaten him behind him and losing Gio Bernard, who had been a thorn in the side of his usage here for the Bengals. The next team we look at, we go from Cincinnati to the other part of Ohio to Cleveland. Baker Mayfield had a pretty good offseason here. Why? Well, again, their offensive line is still pretty strong. They had some backup there in James Hudson. You also went out and got some help in the draft here. At receiver, Anthony Schwartz, a little bit of a big playmaker, can stretch the field. You also have Donovan Peoples-Jones emerging a little bit, a healthy Odell Beckham Jr., a healthy Jarvis Landry. You have Rashard Higgins back in the mix, Kadarius Hodge. Your tight ends are looking pretty good as well. When you look at Austin Hooper, Harrison Bryant, David Njoku, all these people are there. So a lot of weapons for Baker Mayfield to play off the running game, use the play action, throw downfield. A little bit more speed and big playability as well for Mayfield. So, again, we'll see. I don't think Mayfield jumps completely into the QB1 conversation, but a higher-end QB2, certainly, from what's happened in Cleveland. All right, let's look at the quarterback theme continue here. So, 3 out of 4 in the AFC North, quarterbacks get a bump. Big Ben Roethlisberger, he returns, first of all, and he still has Juju Smith-Schuster. He was re-signed here. Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool. Now you add Pat Freiermuth there to Eric Ebron, so I think he's an upgrade over Vance McDonald. You add now a key pass-catching back out of the backfield, Najee Harris. And the offensive line's a little reshuffled here, making some changes, but they had some long in the tooth situation there, a lot like the Chiefs, so I think they're confident that the Steelers will have a pretty good offensive line there. And you look, Harris cleans up a lot there in the backfield, so now legitimate back who can catch passes, he can rely on post-James Conner. You got now two tight ends. Your young receivers are coming to their own. The protection hopefully is decent. Ben hopefully is a little bit healthier coming back from the elbow injury from a couple years ago. So, yeah, all things point to Ben Roethlisberger being a little bit more viable in fantasy football this year with some of the help around him. Now let's flip over to the Houston Texans, and this one's interesting. I'm going to say it's Tyrod Taylor because, look, he could step into a starting job full-time here. I mean, the other option is Davis Mills if something were to happen to Deshaun Watson. Some pretty good weapons overall when you look at Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb and Kiki Coutee and Chris Conley, Nico Collins now in the mix. You have Jordan Aikens there, and now Brevin Jordan at tight end. You got good pass-catching backs in general. David Johnson leading the way. So Tyrod Taylor and his own running ability also, they're going to factor that in. You know the offense with the new coaching staff here. So, again, if Tyrod Taylor has to play for Deshaun Watson, this might be a good situation. It's not like the situation with Justin Herbert, where you have a first-round pick waiting. Davis Mills is going to need some development here to even see the field. So we're going to watch this situation with Deshaun Watson, but Tyrod Taylor may step into a decent fantasy football production situation. I also think the Texans' defense is not going to be very good, so you'll get high passing volume from Tyrod. So possibly the best season he could have since he was with the Bills and last fantasy relevant as a starter here in Houston if things really go bad here for Deshaun Watson, and it looks very iffy for him to play here in the foreseeable future for the Texans. The final team we'll get to in this segment, the Indianapolis Colts. And I say the guy that was really helped by this offseason is Michael Pittman Jr. there. I mean, you have Carson Wentz, you have a younger quarterback resetting how you look at the targets. T.Y. Hilton comes back to attract some attention on the outside. Paris Campbell should come back. Zach Pascal. They did use a later pick there on Michael Strahan there. They still have J.J. Nelson there, still in the mix. But overall, I mean, Michael Pittman should be a go-to guy. He's a big slot. Carson Wentz likes throwing in the middle of the field. Also likes the size. Guy you can trust all over the field. They also lessened at tight end without Trey Burton. So there's one less Eagles familiar target there. So Pittman, certainly big slot, can work the middle of the field. We saw him flash last year with Phillip Rivers briefly there in Indianapolis uniform as a rookie. I think more of the green light will go on. He'll also be healthier here. So Pittman, I really like his situation here. He could be definitely the go-to guy and the top receiver for the Colts with Wentz in there in this offense. All right, so there you have a look at now two teams from the AFC South. We'll round it up with Jacksonville, Tennessee, and then look at the four teams from the AFC West and their rising fantasy football player in our final segment. But I do have to remind you that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. This week just wrapped up a lot of sports action on the go, the NFL Draft, the Kentucky Derby, and we'll have more Triple Crown coming and more NFL props and all that you can check out. Also get all the latest news, odds, and information for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline or your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game. As teams prep for their runs in the playoffs, that's true of the NBA and NHL. So the excitement's only getting higher and with higher stakes there, and you want to be part of it there at BetOnline. All you have to do to get into BetOnline, head to the website of your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, the promo code LOCKEDON will get you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We also mentioned at the top, this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you by Rock Auto. One reason to repair and maintain your car is to save money that you can then use for important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store new car dealership? Take this example, the Delphi FG1456 fuel pump assembly for 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey, $353.99 advanced auto parts, but only $216.79 at rockauto.com. So check it out. Chain stores have those different price tiers. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on the market will bear like airlines do. Rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. You'll find everything from engine control models and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether you're a classic driver or you're a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now to save and see all the parts available for your car. Truck, light, locked on. And there, how did you hear about this box? So they know we sent you. That's Locked On, LOCKEDON. And there, how did you hear about us box? Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car or truck will ever need, you'll find that at rockauto.com. All right, so let's pick up where we left off here, the risers from fantasy football based on the offseason. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I think a big beneficiary, just their receivers in general, DJ Chark leading the way here, Marvin Jones coming over from Detroit, and Laviska Shenault. They're all bumped up by Trevor Lawrence coming into town. So Chark was a pretty good chemistry and find here with Gardner Minshew, but Lawrence is a different type of quarterback. He can bump all these receivers up here, so Good news for the receiving corps. Strong arm Lawrence. Chark likes to stretch the field. Lawrence has a big arm to get him the ball downfield. So good news for Chark. Chanot is also a speedster, so he'll like that. There with connections with Lawrence, deep here. So Marvin Jones, more of a possession red zone guy, but he still can make some big plays as well. So yeah, these receivers really benefit here from having Trevor Lawrence. So Chark certainly is the guy that we're most interested in right now as a potential wide receiver too. We'll have to see between Chanot and Jones who else we trust here, but certainly a bump up for all the receiving core with Lawrence being able to make all the throws everywhere at all times. Let's go to the Tennessee Titans. The big beneficiary there of their offseason is A.J. Brown, the wide receiver. I mean, you look at it, didn't add a lot here. They lost what they had in the slot with Adam Humphries. Also lost Corey Davis in free agency to the Jets. They add Josh Reynolds from the Rams, Des Fitzpatrick, and Racy McMath from the draft. So not a lot of dominant figures there, either in the slot or outside, to complement A.J. Brown. So he should dominate targets here as a true number one from Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill totally trusts him. He's the big play guy. He also has the size to finish the red zone, speed to make big plays and rack up yardages and catches here for the Titans. So A.J. Brown in a really good spot to be a dominant their wide receiver one based on the target and reception volume here in 2021. Now let's spin over to the AFC West and see who the beneficiaries are. We'll watch the quarterback situation between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater, but certainly a lot of weapons there at wide receiver when you look at it. Jerry Jeudy in his second year, Cortland Sutton returning from injury, so maybe some of that Lock hype from last year will manifest itself if he can hold down this job over Bridgewater. So and whoever is the quarterback, it very well could be Aaron Rodgers in a blockbuster trade. We'll look for that, but certainly a lot of good weapons when you look at Noah Fant, the rest of the tight end situation, a lot of depth at receiver with Sutton coming back to help Jeudy and KJ Hamler and Deshaun Hamilton and Tim Patrick. So a lot there for the quarterback to maybe have a little bit more upside, a little bit more juice in the backfield with the Javonte Williams, but he also had Melvin Gordon as a good pass catcher as well there. So a lot of weapons for the Broncos quarterback. Let's hope they can turn on the light a little bit and be a little bit more relevant here as a QB2 with all the support, especially with Sutton returning here in 2021 from that major knee injury he suffered early in 2020. For the Chiefs, the guy that really was benefiting here was Mecole Hardman. They didn't really go after wide receiver early as many thought, losing Sammy Watkins. DeMarcus Robinson and only back in a flyer. You have also Byron Pringle. And you also have a late-round draft pick, Cornell Powell. So not a lot of competition. They've talked up Hardman a little bit more, being an interchangeable version of Tyreek Hill, being a little bit more involved in their offense on a regular basis as a receiver and a big play guy to complement Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. They were really hurting that third option, not being there in that Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, Super Bowl 55. So Hardman needs to be incorporated more and make big plays. And they kind of backed that up by not investing a lot in wide receivers, simply bringing back Robinson, using something on Powell. But really, we'll watch Hardman and his potential role expanding here for the Chiefs in 2021. Let's turn our attention to the Las Vegas Raiders. I think it's a good offseason for Henry Ruggs. They should get Bryan Edwards, a big possession guy, same draft class in year two, to play off of him. You have Darren Waller there with the big playability. Also lost Nelson Aguilar. So Ruggs is going to have to step up in a regular role. He's probably going to be healthier this year there. And they do have some depth there. They also added Willie Snead to the slot. Zay Jones is around. You have Hunter Renfrow still there working. But John Brown, all these other type of receivers. But all lines up pretty well for Henry Ruggs to have a key role. First-round pick from Alabama from last year. The injuries didn't quite work out. Aguilar kind of took that big play spot there for Derek Carr. So Henry Ruggs III in good position to rebound here in year two. So year two receivers, watch out for them, starting with Jeudy and Ruggs. Don't sleep on those players as they can have a big impact here in 2021. And Chanot, I think you would put in that same category, as well as Jalen Reagor of the Eagles. All right, so there you have the biggest risers, their beneficiaries of the offseason there, one per every AFC team. We'll do the same drill here with the NFC teams on our next show to close the week here on a Friday. Speaking of this network, and get all the sports you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been another episode of Locked On Fantasy Football. This has been Vinny Iyer. Thanks a lot for listening and have a great day. We'll wrap up the weekend with the NFC Risers here.